Hey everybody, stay tuned today where I'm talking to Wayne about the cloud adoption and how planning for that cloud adoption is really essential. Welcome to the Azure Enablement Show. In this show, we're having technical conversations with Microsoft experts, trying to tackle some of the common questions or concerns you might have with your cloud adoption journey. Now, in previous episodes, we talked about how the cloud adoption framework can help accelerate your cloud adoption journey. In this episode, I am joined by Wayne, who is a cloud adoption lead for the US subsidiary, and he's going to help me dive into planning your cloud adoption journey and why it's essential for success. Welcome to the show, Wayne. It's a pleasure having you here today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I've kind of watched a lot of your shows, so I'm excited to be here. I know the bar is high.
So let's get started. Can you tell me a bit about why a plan is essential when you're looking at your cloud adoption journey?
I can't remember whether it was like Benjamin Franklin or Churchill said something, failure to plan is planning to fail. I think it's just, you know, it's critical that we look at cloud adoption. It has got, you know, as a significant change in the business. There are changes from operations, changes to the way that we organize ourselves, changes on how we adopt, how we bring people who are app owners into this approach. And so as you kind of go through this, cloud adoption is going to really kind of take a slightly different view around how we actually build out these applications. There is a balance of approaches that organizations need to take where you're going to have to balance your IT portfolio and manage that transition over time. And it's a process that you're going to have to go through and being able to align those business objectives to those tangible IT assets and making sure that we communicate that back to the different stakeholders in the right way.
Awesome. So you mentioned that IT organizations can see a significant change in how they plan their operations and their projects. Can you tell me a bit more about that, Wayne?
Yeah, I mean, I think in old world business terms, I mean, we kind of think about it as being, you know, completely dependent on central IT to provision assets. So you'd go and you put in a request, IT would then have to purchase hardware, they would have to then go and create those assets. In the cloud world, businesses can actually, or business units and app owners can actually provision themselves. Now, I'm not advocating for shadow IT, but it just shows how kind of the example of planning can change how people actually go out and actually acquire these resources. A lot of the times we think about cloud as just being a place to be able to put something, but there is a fundamental model that needs to be applied in how we actually go ahead and approach these projects. It brings big changes to the way that people are organized. It brings changes to technology as well as the business process underneath. So organizations, you know, have typically focused on this very linear approach to building applications, or these kind of sequential models, like this waterfall style model. As we think about the cloud, there is this change around doing a lot of this work in parallel, a lot more sprint type opportunities to be able to kind of build things rapidly. We actually move into more of an agile type approach where you've got teams and smaller teams building collectively. And using IT and using those traditional teams as the guiding, you know, as the guiding kind of principles, as it were, to be able to put guardrails and making sure we have the right governance in place. And they don't put these artificial constraints around the business, but really they're there to try and enable and help drive them in the right direction.
Awesome. So from what you've just said there, it looks like agile or iterative planning is the kind of way forward, especially in a cloud adoption project. Thinking about that plan and starting that journey, Wayne, where is the starting point and where do you start for planning this cloud adoption journey?
Yeah, it's definitely iterative. It's not a linear approach. Many customers would have started their journey in some way or form. The cloud adoption framework is a great set of guidance that gives customers, you know, some very tangible assets to use. I kind of talk about it in three different ways. There's lots of great content within the adoption framework. I think 1,700 pages to be exact. And so how do we organize and segment this? Well, I think about this from a business perspective. This is all about that strategy and plan phase, really helping organizations and customers understand what is in that plan and being, you know, looking at things like motivations, drivers, business outcomes, ensuring that we have the right teams and we have the right readiness in place. The next piece is making sure we think about the platform. This is all about ready and govern. We'll talk about those landing zones. We've got, I think you've done previous sessions around enterprise scale and how do we govern and that platform is really, really critical to have well established. And then ultimately we, you know, help drive that plan into the building that those workloads adopt, manage, and ultimately well architected, which is all about, you know, using the right guidance to build those applications, those workloads that the business needs, providing them the facility to do that, manage them in the right through a single kind of management plane. And then the well architected methodology really helps us kind of get super deep on looking at applications and architecture of apps and ensuring that they're running in the right way. As we think about that plan, we really want to map, you know, those technology needs to those business outcomes, making sure that, you know, those business owners can drive at the right velocity through their build process.
Awesome. Seems straightforward enough. Now, I've heard you talk about this before, Wayne, and you've said to start with 10 workloads when you're starting your plan, which has always seemed to me like a very specific number. And I wanted to ask you, why 10 workloads? And was that a magic number for you, or was it just a number you picked out of the top of your head?
Well, yeah, the number is not the critical point yet. A lot of that depends on the organization, their size, kind of their approach, their teams. And so I think, you know, we use this notion of the power of 10 as a guiding, as kind of pick up a couple of applications, look at their criticality, try to segment that into simple apps, medium type, you know, medium complexity apps, and then high complexity apps. The whole idea here is about building muscle, right? And so when you think about the cloud, we want to drive with a level of velocity. And so, you know, whilst the power of 10, I think it just rings true and it sounds good. It's not about the actual number. Look at how you really take those applications, do the backlog, understand the backlog of work, what it takes to kind of move a simple app, and then what it's going to take to kind of move a more complex app. Build that muscle as you go through. There's a lot of learning to be taken.
Awesome. If someone's looking to start building their plan right now, Wayne, what kind of resources or templates or documentation can they go to, and where can they go to as well?
Well, you can jump directly into directly into the docs content, aka.ms/adopt. There is a ton of great content and assets there. We've got a whole tool section, right, which will lead you off to some of these Azure DevOps templates that we have today. These DevOps templates will help you build out those plans, build out the, you know, you've got a level of those work items that we'll go through. So the DevOps templates are a great starting point just to be able to take your plan, understand all the decision points that need to be made as you're going through that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today, Wayne. It's been really good and useful talking about your cloud adoption planning. Thank you to everybody that's tuned in. What we'll be doing is sharing some of those resources that Wayne mentioned in the description box below. So make sure you check them out and stay tuned for future episodes of the Azure Enablement Show.